many people in Afghanistan are worrying about what happens after the NATO combat mission in their country ends next year. In response to this worry, NATO has been running a media campaign to reassure Afghans that the international community is not abandoning their country and that economic and military support will continue after 2014. NPR's Sean Carberry reports.
Tune into one of the major TV channels in Afghanistan and you're likely to see a spot like this. It's a one-minute infomercial showing Afghan army and police in action, searching cars, conducting patrols, and being trained by NATO troops. The narration says Afghan national security forces are now taking full responsibility for security and have made substantial progress in planning, leading, and launching independent operations throughout the country. It goes on to say, NATO will continue to train, mentor, and equip Afghan forces and will remain committed to Afghanistan's stability. It's one of dozens of spots that have been produced by NATO's Combined Joint Psychological Operations Task Force.
Our idea is to support the Afghan national security forces in terms of their image, showing that they are better than yesterday.
Romanian Army Colonel Sorin Kirsta is commander of the Psychological Operations, or PSYOPS, Task Force, which has about an $8 million budget. He oversees a team of Afghan and Western staff who produce these spots for different Afghan government ministries. The ministries suggest the content and then put their logos on the produced spots.
That means we are acting like an advertising agency for the Afghan government.
It can be a tough sell. Afghans are highly suspicious that the international community will abandon the country as it's done in the past. And while many Afghans have growing respect for their army, they often see the police as corrupt, predatory, or incompetent.
And we need to show them that they are changed from yesterday based on all the training that they received and to increase that perception that they are doing a good job.
Increase the perception. That points squarely to the elephant in the room, that this entire project appears to be a propaganda exercise. Colonel Kirsta disagrees.
We have nothing, in my opinion, to do with the propaganda in general, because our idea is to inform the people. All our information are 100% real.
The communication has to always be grounded in reality.
Colonel Chris Garver is a NATO public affairs officer.
You can't message somebody to believe something that isn't accurate if they have the ability to see what the reality on the ground is.
The messages are beaming across Afghanistan on TV and radio stations, in magazines, and on a website run by the PSYOPS Task Force. About 40 Afghan staff write stories for the site with headlines like, "Peace is the only option," and "Cooperation with police brings better security." Afghans on the streets in Kabul have mixed opinions about these messages. 34-year-old Faraz Kayumi is a pop singer in Kabul.
These kind of ads are nothing but a show. I'm not that optimistic.
Imran Khan, a 28-year-old butcher, is on the fence.
We're happy when we see our security forces getting better, but we're not sure what's really going on behind the scenes.
But the ads are clearly working on 41-year-old taxi driver Mohammed Nasser. He says, "When I watch these ads, I thank God, because I think the army is getting stronger day by day." Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.